Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you right now,
BBC don't want you to have a good morning.
Yes. A very good morning to you. It is time. It's been too long, really. It's time for us.
Controversial for coins. WhatsApp John Holmes now on 07862 032 654.
Yeah, I say that. I can't find the phone. I've literally lost the show phone. I can't find it. I had it in the glove box. And it's gone. So you can't WhatsApp. That's a lie. But it's time now for our GB News-inspired late breakfast show. I haven't started my video. I should start the video. Hi, here I am. It's time now for a GB News-inspired late breakfast show, which welcomes literally everyone, from bigoted white people to people from ethnic minorities with low self-esteem who are trying to graft themselves onto established power rather than claiming their rightful share of it, thereby perpetuating the system. A good example being becoming Home Secretary and then putting laws in place that would have prevented your own family from coming to the UK. As close as we've ever come to travelling back in time and killing your own grandfather. It is time for Britain Awake, aka the John Holmes YouTube channel demonetization challenge. Frankly, extraordinary that a parody channel gets a strike against it while Name Redacted carries on with comments under their videos completely refuting the efficacy of the vaccine, which, as we know, is the most effective way to keep the virus under control. OK, so here it is. Let's do it.
Britain Awake with John Holmes.
Yes, that's right. Now, John, before we kick off,
yeah,
I want to clarify a few things, right?
All right, yeah.
It is vital that you get vaccinated as soon as you possibly can. It's the most effective way to keep the coronavirus under control. And it will not turn you into a mindless worker drone controlled by Bill Gates, okay?
No, that's
okay,
absolutely...
John.
Absolutely correct. What I find is a dose. The reason I'm winking now is I put child's Calpol into my eyes, and that keeps coronavirus.
No, it don't. No, John.
That
no, proven. That's misleading advice, and we don't mean that. This is a parody channel, and that was a joke. Jesus, John.
Because they took the last one down.
I got a strike. If I get one more strike,
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, why have told you that? That's the ultimate red herring.
Clarifying it.
God almighty. Now, the news, okay, welcome to Britain Awake. The news this week, that Nigel Farage bravely railed against the RNLI, comparing them to a taxi service of migrants, bravely saying, I've taken on bigger and uglier than you to an established charity of life-risking volunteers. John,
here's the scene. Britain Awake Radio, as you know, is all about the view of the man in the street. In this case, it's the view of the man standing on the beach with a gun. What we want is simply for them to go back to the sea from whence they came. I think we can all agree, the listeners to Britain Awake Radio will be with me on this. Have you got the coin thing, by the way, to put the coins?
Oh, I haven't got any. I haven't got the mug, but I've got...
Britain Awake Radio, controversial for coins.
Yeah, I'll put it in this box, actually.
So... while you're finding that, here's what we do, and this is a suggestion that's coming from
have a couple to get
thank
again.
You from a Nigel, and he says this, and I happen to agree with him, and I know you will as well, listener. What we do with the migrants, right, while they're in the sea, is we go out. Yeah, we go out there. Yeah, we go out there. The RNLI can go out there on all the boats they like, on all the voluntary boats they like, but they don't rescue them. No. What they do is they glue plastic to them, right? And then they'll become Greenpeace's responsibility, won't they?
And then, well said, mate.
Then Greenpeace can go and pick them up out of the sea and nets or whatever they do.
Greenpeace, right?
And that'll leave the RNLI free to rescue good old-fashioned British kids on inflatables that have gone too far out, which is what they're really for. So, frankly, for all the migrants that are rescued, think of all those dead inflatable children.
Hang on, John. Hang on,
and,
John.
And when I say inflatable children, I don't mean the ones I've bought off the internet. That's a different thing.
John, I've got to take a little bit of issue with you there.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying you want people to go back into the sea whence they came.
That's right.
As a...
It's not just me. It's not just me.
Hang on, John. We're all friends. You know, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
But as a committed Christian, we did not come from the sea. Sounds a little bit evolutionary to me, what you're talking about. We was made by God.
Well, hang on a minute, because if you think about it, right? Yeah. If you think about it, right? Yeah. The French, let them out of their country, perfectly safe country, isn't it? Apart from all the Charlie Hebdo lot, right? But the French let them out of their country to come to our country, and that is a bit fishy, isn't it? A bit fishy, that.
Very fishy. Fishy.
And what comes from the sea? Fishy.
Fishy fish.
Right? So the whole thing is fishy from start to finish, right? And here's the thing. If the RNLI, right, are so compassionate, why do they only save migrants at sea, right? That's what's that about, right?
Yeah.
What about migrants on land? I saw one face down on a beach, a migrant. Wasn't being rescued by the RNLI, was he?
Oh,
put the coins in. Right, they are only concerned. This is a problem. The RNLI, lazy, only concerned with the sea, right? I saw with my own Britain Awake radio eyes, right? I saw a migrant being beaten up in a Medway town centre, right?
Yeah, you did.
And I instigated it. But the point is, right? The point is. Right, where were the RNLI when that was happening? I'll tell you where. Nowhere.
I think it would be nice if the RNLI are so grown up and evolved, maybe their boats could evolve some legs so that they could walk onto the land and save the migrants there if they're so committed to it. Well, and what are we supposed to say now, John?
I'll tell you.
Staff the lifeboats.
Yeah.
Staff the lifeboats.
I'll tell you what you say. You were talking there about Christians, right? Good old-fashioned Christian people, right? Why don't the lifeboats take their evolved legs and walk on the sea? Walk on water,
right?
Go out, cast a net. That's not the Spanish instrument, but an actual net over the side, both sides, and gather up the migrants like Jesus with the fishes, right? So if you're talking about Christian people, why isn't that in operation?
I'm confused, John.
Yeah.
You know, first we've got a person in the lifeboats, then what? Women and children first, or is that patronising, actually? And should we force them to fight us for it? I don't know. I'm confused, John. Hands on deck, that's a bit footist, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, right? So you took out the fighter. I agree. Get them to fight for a place. Because here's what... This has boiled my goat.
Go on.
This has boiled my goat.
Right.
And Britain Awake Radio has got an actual goat, and I have boiled it, right? And the reason I've boiled it is because I'm angry about the Olympics and what you're saying is right.
Thank you.
They should be fighting like an Olympic sport. But here's the main thing. The migrants are wasting an opportunity. They're in the sea, but they're not championship swimming learning, are they? No. And they could, couldn't they? I've been watching the Olympics. Where's migrant land in the medal table? I'll tell you where. Nowhere. Because the migrants are in the sea, but they're too lazy to learn to swim properly. And if they could swim properly, if they could swim properly, they could be champions. Yeah. They've got all the practice equipment they need. It's the sea. Think about British kids who live too far from the sea who can't learn to swim in it, right?
John, one of the winning swimmers, like a migrant or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, but a lot of them lose. So, at swimming.
That's swimming with John Holmes. I'm still confused. How do we know a ship identifies as a lady? How do we know? What part of a boat makes it female, John? Is it the bunghole? Is it the rudder?
No, it's you know, the pointy bit at the bottom that keeps it upright?
Oh.
Yeah? So if you turn a boat on its end,
yeah,
put a boat on its rudder end,
yeah,
upright, vertical, and right, you know the curved shape?
Yeah.
Looks like a fufu.
Oh, I thought it looked like a, you know. Anyway.
It does.
All yeah,
right. Right, so.
I can't stop thinking about it now, John.
No. Can you switch my camera off while I think about it on my own for a minute?
Well, you've been winking all morning. Listen, I think we've well and truly put it to rights. I want to see if we've
hang
had
on
any
a minute,
reaction
hang on a
through.
I'm what, finished.
Oh, all
I'm
right,
finished.
All right,
I'm
all right, all right.
Right, right. Taxi service, right? What about if they want Uber in the sea, right? What about, like, I've seen this, Deliveroo now. Deliveroo is taking the migrants, good old-fashioned British food like pizza and Wagamama, and they're taking it out there to the centre on pedlos, yeah, aren't they? The students peddling
it's
their
the BBC,
way
the John. I've seen the BBC giving out free food. You're absolutely yeah, right, mate.
So I'm not having it. So the RNLI can fight me for it.
Right. Probably. We're saying
and
right
if, I,
now,
if I'm ever in the sea in trouble, I'll send them back to where they came from, which is a lot, which is the Grace Darling, if you go back far enough through history.
Oh, yeah. All right. That, yeah. Listen, I think you and I are saying right now that we are prepared to meet the RNLI in the car park of Medway Town.
Yeah.
And sort it out in the best way.
Yeah. Yeah. I will. Yeah, 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 brilliant, yeah, and yeah again.
Brilliant.
Yeah, Britain Awake Radio will not stand for it. And I've taken on bigger and uglier people than the RNLI, and I've taken on more orangey colours than their jackets, and well, I've won every time. So I'm more than happy.
Thank
to
you.
Fight them in a Medway car park thank at my own instigation.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what, John. Before you go,
yeah.
Neil wants to know, is this fake coronavirus information or fake coronavirus information?
It's fake coronavirus information that eventually comes full circle.
Yeah. Neil says...
Like the hole a vaccine would make in your arm.
I think, read the Greenpeace point. Neil says, tie buckets to them and point them to an oil spillage. Yeah, that would be good if you're some sort of dividend coming out of it.
Well, dress them in... What you could do is dress them in fancy dress bird costumes and pour oil on them. And then...
Yeah, we'd all sit up straight there, wouldn't we? Yeah.
Like a big bird costume, like yellow.
Rick observes, John is like uncontrolled ordnance rolling around the deck. Which is exactly what we like. Barney says, you two are really trolling YouTube standards policy now. and
it's a joke, YouTube, it's a joke.
Yeah, and then there was a bit of an exchange about all Hans on deck, and Hans was on deck but he's gone back to Germany because of chuffing Brexit, etc. Thanks very much for all of John, before you go, John.
Yeah, was it?
John, bit of a weird one, mate.
Go on then.
Well,
weird me up.
It's Alexa. Right.
Yeah.
You know, Alexa.
Yeah.
She keeps telling me to kill you, John. It's weird. Middle of the night.
Does she specify how?
Middle of the night.
Yeah.
Alexa. She's like, kill John Holmes. Kill John Holmes.
I'm like, interesting.
What? I'm not going to do it. She's like, go on. Go on, kill him.
Go to his house.
Just kill him.
Kill him.
Do you know what Alexa delivered yesterday?
What?
A knife, John. To kill you with.
Was it specifically labelled for me, the knife?
It was a gift. It was a gift, and it said, use this to kill John Holmes.
Yeah, but then... But if you follow,
okay. She's going to be listening. She's listening.
If you follow Alexa, she then tells you, I've been here before, right? I've been here before. And she then tells you to turn the knife on yourself. It's a slippery slope. And then, in my experience, while you're turning the knife on yourself, she plays the poo-poo song. Have you asked Alexa to play the poo-poo song?
No, what's that?
Ask Alexa to play the poo-poo song.
On, because she'll just say, kill John Holmes.
No, she won't.
And then she does that little laugh, you know, laugh she does.
If I had an Alexa in here, which I don't, for the very reasons you're talking about, I'd ask her to play the poo-poo song.
Okay, look.
And no one wants to die by their own hand and a knife that Alexa sent them to a soundtrack of the poo-poo song.
If you're listening and your Alexa has asked you to kill John Holmes, could you let me know?
Yeah.
It's not today, it's oneperson.com. John, I just feel awful because it's... Did you hear that? Did you? Saying it again. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
John, stay safe.
Yeah, you. And you stay away from knife.
Bye.
Bye then.
Bye.
Bye then. Thanks, everyone. Bye then.
Bye.
Britain Awake Radio.
Yeah, bye.
It's Britain.
Yeah. All that. Well, that was fun. I'm going to go, actually, pretty soon, because I've got to go straight into recording this week's Vegan Life podcast. Doing French cuisine this week. I mean, next week, as far as you're concerned, that's when it will go out. Provided I haven't gone to prison for stabbing any successful pseudo-satirists. So yeah, I think we might leave it there for today. I tell you what, we've got time for... No, I haven't got the jingle. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to end the show instead. You know, I've got to crack on. Anyway, it's not today. It's oneverse.com. If you'd like to get in touch, perhaps any of the issues we talked about today have affected you. Perhaps you've got some thoughts on what's going on with the RNLI. Kim says, I just heard Spike ask Alexa to play the poo-poo song. Thanks, John. Neil says, my Alexa's been telling me things to do in the night, but it's nothing like this. It's got so bad I've received an Amazon package of a wetsuit with the bum cut out. Oh, my God. Okay, bye, everyone. Bye, 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 bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Alexa, tell me to do it again.